On this Monday morning, we hope everybody had a good weekend as we are jumping back into the saddle. It is Monday. Like we always say, though, you know, once we get past Monday, the rest of the week should be a breeze. And joining us as he does the second Monday of every month, we have a USD 445 Superintendent Craig Carelli in studio, and actually back in studio for the first time in a while. It's good to see you, Mr. Carelli. How are you doing today, sir?
It's good to put the face with the voice today. We've been a couple of months doing this remotely, so it's nice
exactly.
To be in person.
And it's good to have you back in studio, sir. And tonight, you have the school board meeting back at 5 o'clock at the Education Center. Before we get into the meeting, is it still closed to the public, or have you guys kind of opened it back up to the public but kind of spacing it out a little bit?
And that's exactly the latter is what we're doing. So we will be meeting in person, so we're looking forward to that. And we have spaced everyone out a little bit. You know, I told the board we were going to be spaced out, and one of the board members said, well, I think we've been spaced out for a while. So we'll be spaced out, and then we will have some room in the lounge area for any public that wants to come in. So you'll be able to hear with the door open, and we'll be broadcasting that on a video in that area of the building as well.
Okay. So
5 p.m. tonight at the Board of Education office.
Okay. So let's go ahead and go over tonight's agenda. And one of the things you're going over on the consent agenda, you have some resignations and also looking like maybe some new hires as well.
Yep. Just kind of wrapping that up for the school year. We have some, the last few of our teachers that have resigned, moved on, you know, what have you, and the last few that we've hired. So we're very fortunate to have hired some high quality teachers, and looking forward to starting the school year here in just a couple of months, as always.
And as of right now, what are you guys looking for? Is it the plan to have face-to-face meeting as of right now, or are you waiting for the State Board of Education to kind of give you that go-ahead?
That is the magic question, and I have been asked to chair a committee for the State Board of Education, so I'm actually chairing the transitions committee to come back to school. So we've just been in initial conversations right now. We hope to have a report ready by July 10th. Because the state school board meeting will be that following week. So we hope to have recommendations at a statewide perspective ready to go by July 10. The state board will review that. As you know, throughout the entire COVID-19 pandemic, this is all of these plans have been until the next piece of data comes in. And so they're very fluid. But to answer your question a little bit more directly without being quite so evasive, our plan is to have school. We want students back in. We want teachers back in. And so that is our first and foremost plan. And then we'll move everything out from there. So what that means is, you know, obviously we'll try to look at how we can have cleaning products available, how we can have hand sanitizers available, what we can do to limit the exposure or the spread of any disease. So that'll be the part of the COVID update we have tonight, is just talking about what plans we have in place. What, you know, will we be wearing masks? Will we not be wearing masks? And all these questions will really be in flux, you know, for the next month or so as we work with the state Board of Education on what we need to do.
Okay. So, and again, as of right now, because obviously face-to-face is the best way to learn, but if unfortunately we have to go back to distance learning, you have a plan in place now, because you quickly had to put it in a plan in place just this past spring, because it was just all of a sudden. And basically you guys did an incredible job getting a plan out very, very quickly in a very short amount of time.
Thank you. I think our teachers did. They came together all across the state, but I know right here in Coffeyville, they literally had a week, and then we had our spring break, and I know probably every single teacher worked over spring break to make sure that plan was solid. And we sent a survey out last week for students, parents, and our staff, and we've seen some resounding messages from our parents that have thanked the teachers for what they've done. They realize they pulled together, but like you said, nothing beats face-to-face learning.
Right.
So that really is our goal. But if we are disrupted, if education is disrupted, we will have a plan in place. And we sent the survey out last week to learn from what we did. So we want to make sure that even though, as you said, it was a good plan and people like that, we know we can do better, because we've pulled that together quickly. And we want to make sure we're really meeting every single student's needs, and that's very difficult when you're not right there face to face.
Absolutely, but like I said, though, you guys did an incredible job getting that plan put together very quickly. A few of the action items tonight will be the board action to approve the superintendent's recommendation of computer purchase for elementary laptops, and also the recommendation of a computer card. So a few of those things on the action list tonight.
Well, that goes really right along with COVID. Part of our plans have been moving more and more to technology and having more technology available in our students' hands. We've been one-to-one in grades 7 through 12 for several years now, and we haven't had that same percentage at the elementary school. And so this will enable us to have enough computers for every single student in our school district, plus a few spares to have when issues do arise. And we were looking toward that goal anyway, and working toward that the last few years, but this is also in response to COVID-19. If there is a disruption, you know, we have that backup plan, and we'll have that technology available for our students.
That way, basically every student will have a chance to have a laptop. I know that some kids didn't have a laptop, but you guys did a packet, basically, where they picked up a packet and did basically a packet and then turned it back in.
Right.
I guess it was a week's worth of work, I'm guessing.
I think it depended on the grade level, but typically a week or two's worth of work.
So, and the laptop, that'll be great, and hopefully that'll get approved later tonight. Again,
And I will say also, okay, on that technology, through the CARES Act, through the federal government, the school district received about $450,000 through the CARES Act because of COVID-19. And so a lot of those dollars were used to purchase these laptops. And then we also are keeping back some of that money to buy the additional hand sanitizer, mask, gloves, you know, whatever we need in response to the pandemic.
And that's very important to get all that stuff. But hey, that's great. You got $450,000 for the school district to be able to, you know, purchase laptops, so that way every student can have a laptop, and that's a big time thing. And now those students are going to get, every student's going to get a laptop, whether school is face-to-face or not, correct? Or is it if it goes to back to distance learning?
We will have enough technology for every student to have a one-to-one laptop. We're not starting the year out putting a laptop in a kindergartner's hand,
right,
per se. So we will make sure that we have enough so that if we need them, every student would have enough to have a laptop.
Okay, sounds good. Well, again, that meeting tonight is at 5 p.m. at the Education Center. And again, it'll be a little different. They'll have it kind of distanced out a little bit, and you'll be able to sit out in the lobby if you're wanting to come out, and you'll be broadcasting it out into the lobby where everybody can see it. Will it be also online to watch online as well?
No, since we have it open up to the public, we won't have that open online.
Okay, so if you were wanting to check out the meeting tonight, 5 p.m. at the Education Center, be sure to get over there. Mr. Correll, I appreciate you coming in today, talking about what's going on tonight, and about how you guys have been going through this COVID-19 thing. Definitely unprecedented, and it's been definitely different, but it sounds like you know, you guys have been doing a fantastic job, and hopefully we can get back to face-to-face learning this fall.
No, we sure hope so. We're working toward that.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Correll. I appreciate you coming in today. That is Dr. Craig Correll in studio this morning. Again, that meeting tonight for the Coffeyville USD 445 school board meeting tonight at 5 p.m. at the Education Center. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this pleasant Monday morning.